sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Fangs, let's be honest.
I like to think that I'm evolved.
Yeah.
You know, I could be the bigger person. Really would not want to be one of those people that has the ugly ex-wife, ex-husband argument garbage all
right,
the time.
Right.
I want them to be able to live their best life and do whatever.
Get along.
Of course, I ain't in that situation, so probably in it, I'd be like, I'm going to fight to the bitter end on everything.
I mean, but Fletcher seems like he has a great relationship with his ex, but yeah, but
for the
friendship.
I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. And then, so just to clue everybody in, we welcome back Fletcher. Hi, Fletcher.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so what the situation is ex-wife, relatively good terms in terms of relationship. They've got two older kids.
Yeah.
But they're cordial. Which is, that's really all you can expect. And where the saltiness comes in is he has found out that one of his friends slash co-workers has sort of been seeing his ex-wife on the sly. And what do we do now?
Yep. Can we bring it back together somehow?
Are you, Fletcher, I mean, I guess only you can truly know the answer to this, but as far as your relationship with your ex-wife, feelings-wise, are you over it?
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think if she were dating somebody else, I wouldn't care as much.
Okay. I mean, you're never fully over it because there's so much emotion tied to it. But to be able to say, okay, I don't ever see us getting back together, and nor do I really want to.
But we did have a few texts.
He thought long, though.
Yeah,
He thought a little longer.
We're not saying that he doesn't love. I mean, that's the mother of his children. So
right. Yeah, that's true. That's
again,
true.
You can't just erase all those emotions. So we said, all right, let's try to talk some people that have had successful, awkward relationships. We'll call them that. So let's start with Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Okay, what do you got for us?
Okay, so kind of sum it up super quick, but me and my ex separated almost 5 years ago.
Okay.
And then my brother and his wife separated within 3 months of us. And then the very next month they got together. So our exes were then a couple.
So, interesting.
Yeah. I said, if I can make it through that, I can make it through anything.
Okay.
So, you know, at first it was on the sly. That's the part that did bother me. I wish they would have been more open about it.
Okay, so what got you past that then?
What got me past it is the fact of my daughter, because we both have kids with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew her, so I felt comfortable with her. So I knew she would be good to my kid. I knew there was a respect level there. So I tried to look at it as a positive, at least the fact of it's not a complete stranger. My daughter knows her. You know, they're good together, et cetera. And you know, that's the plus.
Yeah, and you almost want to have, what you really want to say to yourself is, this is how you get over it, is it really worth it? Am I going to let them dictate my life? Really?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It wasn't worth letting them get to me. We split for a reason. We're better friends now than we were then.
Okay, good.
You know, and it has been 4 years that they had been together. So,
sure.
I mean, she was the whole reason a lot of times my daughter got to see her dad because he travels for a living.
Uh-huh.
And so she was the one meeting me every other weekend so she could go see her father. So it worked out well for my situation. So try to pull the positives out of it. If the guy's a good guy and he knows his kids can be, you know, in good hands, try to look at it that way, because if you look at it in the negative way, it really defeats you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day.
It's hard.
Find the positives.
And Fletcher's probably like, I don't want to.
I know. It'll take a minute. But yeah.
Fletcher, where's your head at? What are you thinking?
Well, I can see that. I mean, I while I was on hold, I'm thinking that, you know, maybe this is just the fact that this is going on behind my back is more of the problem than the fact that they're dating. So
let's have a conversation with them and be like, okay, you know what? Not ideal, but let's see if we can be bigger people and see where this goes.
Right.
Schedule a meeting with a big bowl of mashed potatoes on the table.
Mashed potatoes? Is that to eat or throw?
So someone's been having mashed potatoes. No, I'm just like, don't do that. Don't do that now.
Monica, you're done.
Well, yep, I know.
You're done.
I knew I should have stopped this 30 seconds ago. I could have left it a high, Antoine. Now I got to lead on a medium.